This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, writing her year-end blog about Europe at war. Not since 1944 have we seen a Europe at war anything comparable to the scale that we're now witnessing. There are no neutral nations now. There are nations who hope that this is solved, and hope is not a plan. There are nations who are active belligerents that include Iran, the bad actors of the Islamic Republic, feeding drones and technology into the Ukraine front. That include the People's Republic of China that continues to support in quiet ways and in noisy ways, hence joint exercises with Belarus and Russia at sea in the north in these last days. And there are nations that are actively threatening. That would be Belarus itself and the possibility of a Belarus front. So I go to Judy Dempsey to comment on the headlines coming from the BBC in these moments. Rishi Sunak visits President Zelensky in Kyiv as he pledges £50 million in aid. This came within 24, 48 hours of Mr. Zelensky raising in the news over the weekend that he worries that the British public is flagging in its support of Ukraine, not to explore the psychology of Britain, which is hard-pressed at this moment because of its energy policies, because of the turmoil in its leadership, because of taxes, because of a lot of deferred decision-making over the years. But I go to the populations of continental Europe, beginning with the Germans, but of course expanding West and Eastern Europe. Judy, do you measure in the news, you have the German. I do not. And you're very careful to poll your colleagues about the support of Ukraine. Do you measure that the European public being asked to pay more for electricity, if they can afford it, to weather sitting rooms that are clearly cold in wintertime this year, knowing that next year there is no solution? The natural gas reserves will be exhausted by the winter of 23-24 and worse in 24-25. Is the public having second thoughts here at Christmas time, Judy?
Not yet. The public is still behind the Ukrainians. This is the first thing. Secondly, there's actually a kind of gap between some of the political elites and the public. There's a sense among governments it would be nice to have this war over or some negotiated settlement of some sort. There was some prodding of the Ukrainians a few weeks ago to think about a negotiated settlement. Well, that fell off the back burner very quickly because it showed a kind of appeasement. But what is interesting about the public is that they don't. First of all, the German public don't say openly that this energy crisis, energy shortage, is a result of a German dependence on Russian gas. And so this is punishment by Russia and incompetence by Germany that has led the part of the European energy system into a crisis. But what we have to remember is that the local councils throughout Germany, they've been hit very hard. They dealt with, you know, 1 million refugees coming from Syria and Iraq in 2015. That's easily forgotten, and they're integrated, and it's hugely successful, actually. And now we're going to even expect more Ukrainians coming to Germany. Local councils are short of money, they're short of accommodation, they're short of people to look after them, they're short of interpreters, they're short of health workers. It's a big strain. They're holding up, but it's been very difficult for them. Something might break in the support for Ukraine, but it's not showing any signs yet. And one other thing, the civil society and schools and parents and everybody I know, when we do gathering clothes, warm clothes for Ukrainians and getting transit trucks to bring them over.
Judy Dempsey is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. It's available for you to subscribe to. She and her colleagues keep us abreast of the developments in a continent at war and a world at war. Christmas night, 2022. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.